Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lounge J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. A part of the Sirius XM 141 HUR Voices family. I am your host, the illustrious James Lewis III. It is always a pleasure to be with you, broadcasting coast to coast globally, and of course, on Lance Day Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. As I've stated, I'm not really rocking with the NBA Finals because I just don't care. I'm not intrigued by the matchup. I'm not intrigued by the players. I'm not intrigued by the cities. I'm not intrigued, especially, and that's what I want to talk about to start the show, the presentation that the mouse, Mickey Mouse, ESPN / Disney / ABC / whomever, the presentation for the NBA Finals is an absolute abomination. They should be ashamed of themselves. If you go Google a clip from the old NBC presentation, go back to the NBC days where Bob Costas would lead in. It's Michael Jordan versus in the Bulls. Michael Jordan and the Bulls versus the Utah Jazz, and he would do a lead up talking about these players and all that they've sacrificed for, the blood, the sweat, the tears. Bob Costas would start these shows with amazing overlays. And me as a teenager, 14, 15, 16-year-old kid, I was ready to run through a wall. I couldn't wait for the NBA Finals when I was a teenager, when I was in college, when I was a young man. It was so well presented. It felt special. It felt big. It felt, there was just an essence there. There was an aura. These games, it just looks like a basic Wednesday night, Thursday night. It's just random game in February. There's no gravitas. There's no pull. There's no juice. I'm not interested. But what I am interested in is the transition, because the booth for the NBA, ESPN, ABC's coverage of the NBA is just not that great. That booth isn't great. Richard Jefferson should not be covering the NBA Finals. I love Doris Burke. I'm very pro-women in sports. I think that Doris Burke is one of the greatest. Her and Linda Cohn are the two greatest sportscasters. And I don't like Monica McNutt. I think she's bad on television. I think she's annoying AF on First Take, but she's one hell of an analyst. She knows her basketball. She's great on the radio with the New York Knickerbockers. And if you're questioning that, you just don't understand basketball, or you have a personal beef with her. And to me, these are phenomenal broadcasters. I wanted Doris Burke to succeed, but she's just not that great. She's not good enough to be covering the NBA Finals. And I don't want to be a sexist. You got to be the best in class. Mark Jackson and Coach Van Gundy, they were the best in class. The back and forth, the banter. You know, with the TNT crew coming in, Kevin Harlan is the best in class. Kevin Harlan could call soccer. He could call pickleball. He could call any sport. He could make ninth grade JV basketball exciting. And I can't wait for the transition with Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller and the entire TNT team coming over to ESPN. And a lot of people would get thrown off the sticks. And I want to talk a little bit of smack about that because it's very interesting. This is a very interesting series of events for Stephen A. Smith, because we're used to ESPN. Everything on ESPN is hosted and done by Stephen A. Smith. He's on First Take. He's on SportsCenter. They're covering the games live. He's in studio. And I'm gonna keep it a buck. When Kenny and Chuck and Ernie and Shaq get over to ESPN. That's the end of Stephen A. Smith's run. I know people don't want to talk about that. Stephen A. Smith's being bumped off of finals. He's not anywhere close to those four. He can't compete with those four. And then NBC, people are not talking about this. Michael Jordan is going to be on NBC's coverage for the NBA. So Stephen A. Smith had the landscape pretty much all to himself on the Four Letter Network. Now he's got really the best show on television coming to ESPN. And we'll see if ESPN does tweaks. ESPN kind of sets fire to everything, but I think the leeway that they've given Pat McAfee, that gives me some hope that the first time that Charles Barkley drops an F-bomb or says something that's politically incorrect or sexist or offensive, I don't think that they'll shut the show down like they did back in the Olbermann, Dan Patrick, Stuart Scott, rest in peace, those days. So it'll be very, very interesting. But Stephen A. Smith, he's competing with talent on his own network. But then you got GOAT on NBC. And I'm going to watch Michael Jordan on NBC. I never thought that Michael Jordan, he must be very bored after many years of making billions and billions and billions of dollars. Because I know that in my own personal closet, I have at least 75 pairs of Jordans, maybe 15 of them that I actually wear. I'm getting the new Grape Jordans. I have a pair of old Grape Jordans that I only wore three or four times. But during COVID, as many Jordan 5s do, they started to yellow and the sole started coming apart. So in spite of the fact that I bought a pair of shoes, only wore them three or four times, and they yellowed and basically disintegrated during COVID while they were in the box, I'm like, take more of my money. I'm going to buy another pair with the tariff. I'm going to pay even more money to get a pair of Grape Jordan 5s because I'm an addict. I'm going to watch Michael Jordan on NBC. This is my last chance to engage with Michael Jordan and hear what he thinks about the state of the NBA and hear what he thinks about load management. Hear what he thinks about some of these young players painting their fingernails. I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. But this coverage of the finals, we're talking about a nadir. It can only go up from here. And less of Stephen A. Smith. I don't want to hate on Stephen A. Smith. I love to see any African-American mogul have success. But ESPN's model of revolving everything around him, it's enough. I think him and Pat McAfee is a little bit too much of a good thing. I love cheesecake. You go to Cheesecake Factory, and I know that Cheesecake Factory is under scrutiny, and especially in the dating community. How dare you take someone to Cheesecake Factory on the first date? Now, I'm married. I'm not really in that world. I know that if you're a hardworking, blue-collar man, a trip for two to Cheesecake Factory runs you about $80 bucks. I don't think it's a slouch. But if you do go to Cheesecake Factory, whether you're there on a date, whether you're there for business, I'm more of a PF Chang's guy, but if you're at Cheesecake Factory, that first slice of cheesecake, that tastes pretty good. Maybe halfway through. If you eat two slices of Cheesecake Factory, I don't care what your metabolism is. I don't care how much you weigh, what your blood sugar is. I don't care what's going on with any of those things. You're going to have a bad night and not a great morning the next day. And Stephen A. Smith, too much of him in the NBA is just too much. It's like eating two, three pieces of cheesecake. It's like enough is enough. So I'm interested in that dynamic. I've already seen where Shaq is kind of, you know, during the NBA coverage, Shaq showed up at ABC's coverage. Stephen A. Smith crashed the TNT booth. And I damn sure do not want to see Stephen A. Smith as the fifth person on that studio. Pack him up, man. Get him out of there. Let him do what he does, which is great on First Take and great in the booth. He's great with Mad Dog. I'm understanding that Stephen A. Smith's going to be doing several shows on Mad Dog Sports Radio, Sirius XM 82. A little bit of a cross promotion there. But I'm looking forward to the coverage of the NBA Finals being better, and then put the dang championship trophy back on the court. Why did they remove that? You see pictures of Kobe and Day, Tim Duncan, and all of these great championship teams. They're winning. There's a huge superimposition of the Larry O'Brien at half court. They got to get back to that. We got to bring Bob. I know Bob Costas is retired. I know that John Facenda is no longer with us. We got to bring back the great voices of these eras that can galvanize and get spirits up and just bring goosebumps to the watcher. Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
My daughter is to have been adopted. But really, we're the lucky ones. Learn more at AdoptUSKids.org.
Medicaid cuts are going to significantly impact Marylanders. One out of four people in our state are on Medicaid and CHIP. According to Hilltop Institute's data, at the end of 2023, almost 65,000 people in Harford County relied on Medicaid and CHIP for health coverage. Under this plan to slash Medicaid, they could all be at risk. That's why we are calling on Representative Andy Harris, asking him to oppose the Medicaid cuts and big tax breaks for billionaires. Please help us put pressure on Congress by taking 1 minute to call Representative Andy Harris today.
Did you know there are numbers that can change your life? Blood pressure is known as the silent killer. You may not have symptoms, but it could still lead to deadly consequences like heart attack and stroke. Check your blood pressure regularly and know your numbers. Normal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. Healthy habits like regular exercise, a good diet, and not smoking can help lower your blood pressure and protect your heart. Learn more about how you can check, change, and control your blood pressure at heart.org/HBP.
James Lewis.
I'm not saying don't talk about it. I'm just saying that I wouldn't do anything that bleeped around with my finances. That somebody in HR could say, oh, this is how you feel. This is how you felt when those bullets were whizzing by President Trump. Okay.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.